Good Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So glad to be with you. I'm the host, Dave Brickman. Fantastic broadcast today. That's an understatement. I mean, we have great broadcasts all the time. Today is over the top. The best person that I've seen that puts everything together to get you to understand the totality of the system and what you're looking at when you turn a TV or when you go outside, whatever, putting everything together. You know, you have certain people like Sherry Tenpenny. She's the best at the vaccines, vaccine research and understanding. She's the best that I've seen. I mean, maybe there's somebody better. I don't know, but if there is, I don't know about it. You know, the different facets of different aspects of what we're dealing with. Patrick Woods with the technocracy, the financial system, what have you. Putting it all together, the best person that I know of, that I've seen, is Catherine Olsen Fitz. She's coming on. She's been so gracious. She's coming on for an hour and a half. Her interview that went viral, Planet Lockdown, totally banned from YouTube and Facebook. That means it's a must listen to. Put those two and two together. Is stunning. It is stunning. I haven't listened to all of it. The part I've listened to, it's stunning. And basically the interview is just a camera in front of Catherine, and Catherine's just talking and rattling this off. This is stunning. You got friends, you got family that want to know what's going on. And she does it in a way, she comes from such a background that you can't put a conspiracy theorist hat on her. She's been at the top levels of Wall Street. You know, she's been at the top levels of government with HUD. Oh, there you go. That's cute. Sorry, I dropped that bottle.
She's been there, done that.
Right. You can't say she's a conspiracy theorist that lives in her mom's basement with a tinfoil hat on. You can't say that about her. And she articulates it in a way that's hard to deny. You got friends, you got family. She's coming on in about 25 minutes.
Yeah,
you may want to
right
call
the Alliance then.
You may want to call them. You may want to whatever you need to do. Say, hey, you may want to listen to the Power Hour in 30 minutes. This is unbelievable. I'm so glad that she's on. It's such an honor to have her on. So she'll be here in about an hour. Another announcement. People are starting to get error notices when they go to our website. Oh, it's not secure, what have you. Our site is secure. That's just Google being Google. One thing that you can do is – instead of going to a bookmark, you may have a bookmark, and because it's old, that maybe causes some problems. Just type in the website new, www.thepowerhour.com, www.powerhournation.com, thepowerhour.com. And then so type it in, .com, the whole thing, and then return it, just the whole thing, and that should hopefully take care of it. But our site is secure. Don't get discouraged by that, I would say. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's another great day in America. And Judy asks if you would read that 717 telephone number again, because you read it so fast you couldn't write it down.
Why do you ask me that on air? Why you should ask me that before? I don't have the number here in front of
me. Oh, you don't have the – you got a memory like a steel trap. I thought you remembered everything.
All right. I think it's 717-528-3960. 717-528-3960. 717-528-3960. 717-528-3960. The podcast number, 641-793-9840. 641-793-9840. Also, a big request of Power Hour Nation, Power Hour J takes all your orders over the Power Mall, or most of them. She has to have eye surgery. I believe it's the beginning of next week. And, you know, we've talked about that a little bit over the past few months. She's been dealing with this. Hopefully, we're on a good path for her, or she's on a good path. So please pray for her and think about her, and your power, your prayers, your thoughts would mean a lot. And she needs them and deserves them. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a little news, and then we'll get to Catherine Olsen Fitz. Kev, top story to you is what?
out of the Miami Times. DeSantis goes off on Biden for considering domestic travel restrictions on Florida.
All right. Now, DeSantis, just so everybody knows, DeSantis is the governor of Florida. And Joe Biden is considering locking down Florida. Some vague statements. So go ahead.
Yeah, very vague. Very vague. DeSantis goes, we will act swiftly. If the federal government imposes a travel restrictions on this state, DeSantis hits back hard in response to the report that any attempt to restrict or lock down Florida by the federal government would be an attack on our state purely for political purposes. Governor DeSantis has encouraged Floridians to get back to work, to have a normal life and feed their families. So he thinks that Joe Biden is going to retaliate them because the state is open and the COVID infections in his state, in Florida, are one of the lowest in the country. So
well, it's not only has he been open for business, but he's also come out very hard against big tech.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you boy, know, that big tech. Oh, that's another story in itself. That's a huge story. I wish every governor would come out like that.
So he's taking measures to stop big tech censorship. You've got the state is open. I mean, I've been to Florida a lot. Florida is completely different than other states. I should say most other states.
Yeah, it's open.
It's open. You can operate, pretty much without a mask. They're not going to make you. There's nobody's going to beat you over the head.
If you want to wear one, you can wear one. If you don't want to wear one, you don't have to wear one, you know?
Where do you think this is going? I mean, I could get into the really
If the federal government puts checkpoints in Florida or outside of Florida restricting people come in, I mean, that could be headed for a civil war.
Do you get the impression that this, I don't even know where to go with this. We just had a coup d'etat. They just stole the election. This discussion with my aunt yesterday. We're talking about this COVID vaccine or this COVID shot. And she says, well, it's hard to get people to believe it. They won't even believe. I said, Squirrely. That's what I call my aunt. She says, Squirrely. We can't even get people to question why Michigan had 110% voter turnout or why Pennsylvania got 700,000 more ballots than they mailed out. This is a post-truth propaganda machine that is being implemented on us. So now, I thought we had 50 United States. This is the United States of America, free access everywhere. Now you have this same group that has done this is now saying we're going to impose restrictions on Florida because they're not part of the system. They're not going along with this.
Yeah, they're not in lockstep.
Right. It, on its face, anybody who has two neurons to put together who can look at this and say, Florida has one of the lowest statistical whatever, any anomaly you want to look at, accounts of COVID in America. It's towards the bottom half.
Yeah, it's towards the
pretty
bottom,
much everything.
Bottom half.
Of everything.
And the whole state's open for business. So what does that tell you?
Right. So their mere existence, DeSantis's existence, is a big middle finger to this whole coup d'etat.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big threat. Huge threat.
I get the impression that they're going to push until we stop them.
I said that
for a long time. You can't negotiate. We're back to Patrick Henry. What in the world? In the actions of the quote unquote government for the past, however long you want to go back here, recent history, what in the major actions of them gives you any level of confidence to think that they're concerned about your well-being and what's best for you and your family? At what point will they lose all legitimacy in your mind? And fortunately for our audience, you know, most of our audience probably has already come to that point, or at least, you know, most of these major points that we're talking about. And I'm not, I don't want to paint a broad picture on everything. I mean, it's not, nothing's all bad or all good or whatever. But on these major points that we're talking about, the direction that we're going, how can you have any other conclusion than that? This is such a big story. This is so big. The President of the United States is threatening to restrict travel to and within a state of the United States of America. This is very similar in its ramifications to the Texas case going to the Supreme Court. Texas, with original jurisdiction as one of the states of the union, one of the remedies at law, the remedy at law for a state with a dispute with another state, is the Supreme Court. And if they don't have that remedy anymore, then what do they have?
Anarchy.
The Florida, one of the states of the union, that they're going to be isolated, and the federal government is going to come and say travel is restricted. No legitimate reason. It's not like, you know, China's invading Florida's beaches and we have to restrict travel to Florida because we're at war. And they say, well, there's an invisible war. Oh, really? Well, isn't that convenient? An invisible war. I mean, what's their logic? Well, your COVID cases are out of control. No, they're not. They're towards the bottom of any state, and we're the one of the most open. What are you talking about? It's very similar to the Texas case. So you're going to usurp their authority, usurp their sovereignty, just like they tried to usurp our sovereignty and authority and our right and direction directed in the Declaration of Independence to govern self-government. This is huge. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of a certain part of America. We're in a different world now. And every one of these decisions and these stories don't have ramifications for just the immediacy. They have far-reaching 250-year ramifications and into the future, generations and millennia into the future, 250 years past. To the foundation of our country, a generations and generations forward, what is the direction of our nation? What does it mean to be part of mankind? What does it mean to be created being by the universe, by the creator, by God? What does it mean? And they are slapping this and throwing this in your face with utter disdain and brazenness that we have not seen. Why wouldn't they be brazen? They just stole the biggest election in the history of the world. They just stole it. Big as Texas, big as America, they just stole it. Everything they do is illegitimate. Everything. Everything that usurper in the White House does is illegitimate. Everything. People say, well, where's the, God, I don't know what to tell you. Jeez. Having a lot of discussions with people about this vaccine. Sherry Tenpenny, we're going to try to get her on soon, quicker than usual to talk about this. The video, I think I said to Catherine, if I haven't, I will after the show or during the break. Sherry Tenpenny's interview is now mirroring Dolores Cahill's, the Irish scientist, interview. This quote-unquote vaccine goes into your body, a messenger RNA recalculates the way you interface with a virus, changes your operating system, changes your RNA DNA / immune system response to where when you are going to be reintroduced to these coronaviruses, and there's lots of coronaviruses. I mean, you can have a cold at school, whatever. Your child comes home from school, your grandson. When your body then comes in contact with it, it is going to change the way it interfaces. And a cytokine storms, that's what happened in the, the trials with these. That's why with the ferrets, an RNA vaccine.
All the ferrets died. They had a positive response.
Antibody
response. They thought everything was going along really well until they introduced them to other ferrets that had the COVID. The the ferrets immediately had a cytotoxic storm and died. All of them. Every one of them. So,
ladies and gentlemen, I am begging you to please reconsider, think twice, think three times, think darn hard before you consider this shot.
People are dropping all over the country and all around the world that they're keeping quiet.
Okay, it's been, about a month yeah, since they've kind of rolled this out, really rolled it out to any quantities, and really not everybody, but limited. Do you know how many adverse reactions have been reported to the VAERS systems, to the government's VAERS system?
VAERS no, I do system? Not.
Just take a guess.
100,000.
40,000.
Yeah.
So that's a good guess.
And that's
40,000. Now, here's the problem with that number. It's estimated that 90% never report.
Correct.
So multiply it times 10. So 40,000, you know, you can safely, even if you cut it in half, you're talking about 250,000 to 400,000, maybe to 500,000 adverse reactions.
Yeah, and that's not telling what it's going to do to you in the future. You know, if you have a reaction now, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Katie, bar the doors, you know?
Well, that's what Sherry Tenpenny says. She says it this way. What product have you ever seen released into the American public within a month have 40,000 complaints about it? And now they're not only talking about not recalling it, they're pushing it 10 times more. What product have you ever seen in the history of this country?
If Legos did that, they'd have immediately call it back.
Anything. Bread at the store.
Yeah.
Cookies,
anything.
A pencil sharpener. Anything. Both groups. Oh, connect with that the story about the brain fog. This is another huge story, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah, scientists think they figured out what's triggering brain fog in COVID-19 patients. We have found that these patients have persistent inflammation and high levels of cytotoxins in their brain fluid, which explain the symptoms that they are having. Researchers and co-first authors of the study, Jan Remnick says, cytotoxins are a broad category of proteins that involve the signaling to the immune system. In some cases, the coronavirus produces a lot of cytotoxins and causes mass inflammation in the brain, and they are treating it with anti-inflammatory drugs now. So you might get rid of the COVID-19, but later on, the cytotoxins are still in your body, and they gather in your brain, and you get this brain fog or malaise or whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to say it is, and you can't think straight. I think most people have had some brain fog in their life.
Another example, my aunt. My aunt is doing exceptionally well. She recovered relatively quickly, and she's sharp, and she's back basically 100%. My other uncle, not Uncle Kevin, he's still in a fog. Her friend, my aunt, I'm mixing up family here, but okay. My one aunt, one of their clients, my cousin's clients, he can't even think straight.
There you go.
Right. I mean, this is, what's the difference between him and my other uncle and my aunt? My aunt pounded the power silver. Phosphatidylcholine, cod liver oil, zinc, and quercetin. That's what my aunt is doing during her COVID and after. Now she has two, and she's come back incredibly well. She did the heart drops. The heart drops probably put her in a situation where her oxygen levels didn't drop, probably saved her that way. I mean, there's a bunch of different things that probably saved my aunt, kept her from the hospital. You know the story about the other, their other friend, I went to the hospital. He was dead on a ventilator and dead within 48 hours. This is real.
Yeah.
And the information
did everything
that we
right. And Squirrelly did everything right, and she's still here. That other guy didn't do anything, and he's passed on.
No, he went to the doctor.
Yeah, that was his first mistake, and last.
And last. Yeah. Literally, and last. I don't mean to be so cold about it, but literally, last. Both groups charged with conspiracy to storm the Capitol were led by the FBI. Talk about provocateurs. Two different groups were charged with conspiracy to storm the Capitol. On the 6th, the Proud Boys, which is currently da-da-da-da, and Oath Keepers were the first to be charged. The man, the authorities say, is the leader of the far-right Oath Keepers and helped to organize a ring of other extremists that led them in the attack, has held a top-secret security clearance for decades and previously worked for the FBI.
Yeah.
There you go. Not Stuart Rhodes. This is somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Proud Boys also.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're the provocateurs, not us. You know, there's the one who are trained to whoop people up into a frenzy, not us. We were there for peaceful protest.
Idaho, you know, they're known for more than potatoes, or little more than potatoes, but that's changing. California, do you know of all the states that Californians are moving to lately, do you know Idaho's number one? Did you know
that?
Yes,
I do. Yes, I did.
That surprised me. I was very surprised. The Californians are coming, and so is their housing crisis. Statistically speaking, Idaho is one of America's greatest economic success stories. The state has low unemployment and high income growth. It has expanded education, blah, blah, blah. But there's another factor at play. Californians fleeing high home prices, they're moving to Idaho in droves. So what's going on in Idaho? Now the price of homes are going up.
Yeah, of course. And they're going to bring their nastiness to Ohio and turn it into a trash state like California.
Elon Musk and Tesla place a double bet on cryptocurrencies. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about cryptocurrencies with Catherine. This is a big story. I can't tell you enough how I encourage you to get involved. Take advantage of this while you can. Multiply your dollars. Get healthy. Have these products on hand. ThePowerMall.com, The Power Hour. We'll be right back. The one, the only, Catherine Austin Fitz.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your amount of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I'd like to encourage everybody to check out the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com is a great place where all these products have been coagulated. Sources matter. Another discussion I've had with family. Well, I got some zinc. Where'd you get it from? You know, it matters. Or I bought some or blah, blah, blah off of Amazon. Well, you don't even know if it's real. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. You don't even know. Some new from Global Healing Center, the elderberry and echinacea. It's a new product, resveratrol from North American Herbal Spice is back in a blockbuster, all clear, backed by popular demand from Robert Redford and Good Health Naturally. Of course, the Heart Drops, the most profound product that we've sold. If you're over 40, why are you not using the Heart Drops?
I agree.
With all the tens and hundreds of thousands of people whose lives have been changed and their health. My aunt, I mean, heart drops were a big part of her success because her blood pressure was already lowering. She was already obviously getting oxygen or what have you from the heart drops. Of course, the other great products from Strauss, the Tranquil, the REM Sleep, all on sale at thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. We are still trying to get Catherine. I don't know if we got, I don't know where the mix up is, but we'll see. Todd, where are we with all that? Okay. He's working on it. We'll just do some more news and then we'll wait for Catherine. If for some reason we got mixed up on the day or whatever, I mean, next hour, I'll just play her interview. I'll just play the whole interview from that Planet Lockdown interview that she did.
Yeah, that's a good.
It's unbelievable.
Because I haven't heard it yet, so.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just play the whole thing. It's unbelievable and it's important. Cryptocurrencies. Yesterday, Crypto J put on a webinar. A what?
A buy.
He put on a webinar for new people who are interested in the crypto space. And I'll get that to Catherine also, that link. And anybody can listen to it. Anybody can share it.
Yes.
And just an introduction to crypto. You can kind of get a perspective, not only crypto, but from his perspective, how he does things. And, I've talked to Jay a lot off air, and he's helped a lot of people.
Sure has.
A lot of people change their direction and wealth building. And, I know everybody's heard this kind of things and whatever. Sounds like an MLM. Well, okay, whatever. You want to use your – don't bring your baggage into this situation. You're going to miss out on an opportunity. This is a – very unique. I hate to use the word
once in a lifetime.
It's dramatic, but we're looking at the next 5-10 years. This is an extremely unique opportunity.
The world is changing. The world is changing. They have to go to a new currency. Is cryptocurrencies going to be in the mix of, the new currencies around the world? I think so,
I think you'd have to be ignorant to say highly, highly likely. Not think so.
It's not going to be number one, but it's going to be in the mix of it. And we're at the beginning, just at the start of the crypto boom.
So if you want that link, maybe we should email it out to our, see, that's one of the reasons you sign up for the newsletter and also so that we can stay in touch with you. I don't know what the future is going to be. They're talking about limiting travel in Florida. How long do you think they're going to let me be on air talking about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of the reasons I'm a little aggravated this morning, and I apologize. I don't want to be that way for you. This is very frustrating stuff. It's very heavy stuff. But we have solutions, and we have things that you can do. I mean, if you want to feel good, go outside and walk your dog or something and relax. If you want information and solutions and that kind of thing, this is your show.
These cryptocurrencies could be just as good as the heart drops. And the heart drops have helped millions and millions of people. And so could the cryptocurrencies.
Right. It can help you multiply your dollars.
Yes.
Because you're going to need it.
Yep. You could get in small. You could get in big. You can get in medium, whatever you want. There's no, if you have $10, you can get in on it.
Right. This is not financial advice. I'm not giving you financial advice. That's all we do. This is our opinion and our observations of things. And you may want to take advantage of this. Crypto J has been, very gracious and done, a lot with this show and been on and answered questions and helped people.
People realize that the dollar has only got so much time left. They're printing dollars by the trillions, not billions anymore, the trillions. And
what is it, 40% of all dollars printed in the history of the world American dollars, have been printed in the last 15 months or 16
That's,
months, something like that.
That is correct. That is correct.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What does that do to the dollar? It debases it. So you're going to have to switch over to another thing, and could that other thing be cryptos? It might be. It certainly is going to be part of the mix.
Well, Joseph Meyer, I mean, he can give you financial advice. He's licensed.
Yeah.
He's one of the most experienced guys out there, been one of the most successful, one of the most accurate. What did he tell you? He told you the future. You want three things. You want two things, precious metals, gold and silver, and cryptocurrencies.
And crypto.
That's
yeah.
it.
And I agree with him.
That's it. That's what he told you.
He certainly did.
We have a caller, Marcia in Texas. Marcia in Texas, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Marcia?
Good morning, Daniel. I can have this conversation with you. I cannot encourage anybody anymore. Here's my situation. I'm 73, and I have no technology experience at all. And so I just joined Jay for $77 a month on Patreon. So I guess you could say I have a little technology. I can get to that spot. But I have never been so – okay, so my husband's always worked. I've been a stay-at-home homeschool mom. So I must confess that I have never contributed any dollar amount to the family fund. I've contributed a lot. I'm not discounting what I contribute, but I've always just would have liked to have made some money just because that would be a little bit fun. And since I've been in the crypto, I'll just tell you one experience I had. I bought a coin called Elrond, and right now it's gone up, so don't anybody take anything I say as financial advice. But when I bought it, it was called Elrond, and I think I bought it in the cents, like 3, 4, 5 cents. I don't know that I spent any dollars for it. And then they switched their program around, the company did, and called it Elrond Gold, and it went up to $13. But I had fewer coins. But the other day I opened up my wallet, and that thing had gone up. I had a heart attack. It went up $20,000 in my wallet. And so I freaked out and said, oh, my gosh, people are going to, this thing's going to crash. So I sold about maybe $2,000 of it and put it into a coin that was in the pennies. So when you listen to Jay, he teaches you how to do that, what's called swing trading. You don't trade on a hourly or a daily basis. And when you sign up for his program, you get what's called targets. So you can kind of see how far that coin is going to go up in value. And he has a link to a really good company where you can buy it in Australia. I just don't have enough good things to say about it. And I really appreciate your having brought Jay onto your program before and that I paid attention and jumped on board and now I've got link after link after link that has come in today. One of them saying it was on Zero Hedge saying that the banks are going to do a bail-in. So they're going to start robbing your bank account right in front of your very eyes, you know?
Well, I hope you have some time here, Marcia, because I want to let's talk for a little bit.
I'd be glad to. I love talking crypto.
All right. MasterCard just announced yesterday or the day before they're going to start taking crypto for payments. They're going to integrate cryptographic currency into the credit card system. So they're going to start taking it. Mm-hmm. Tesla just announced that they're going to take a bit. You can go take cryptocurrencies and buy a Tesla now. This is the beginning. Mark this day or mark this time right now. You're going to see this multiply like crazy. There is a new system, and it's not, people say, well, it's a scam, it's a this, it's a that. Let me tell you my opinion very clearly. Everybody wants this. Everybody. I want it because I want, some privacy and some mobility and the ability to take payments back and forth, almost, very little fees, whatever. I want it as a merchant selling things. The banks want it because they want to use it and then go forward. They want to get out of this dollar system. They need something new to go to, and they want to get us into it. They all want it. Now, where it goes in the future, 10, 20, 30 years from now, how it's used, this is another story that, we don't know the answer to it. I know their plans or I know their ideas. That's irrelevant. And people say, well, it's a scam. It's not real. It's not this. Ladies and gentlemen, your dollars aren't real. I mean, really, just wake up. Your dollars aren't real either. If they, well, it's just some digital. What do you think dollars are in the bank? What do you think when they print at the Federal Reserve? So this concept, get over this and think, well, it's something new, something. It is happening. It is coming like a flood. You have a small window to front run Wall Street. When have you ever front run Wall Street ever?
Ever. It's hard to do. Slim to
none.
Well,
you know, Daniel, back in the day when the internet came out, and I heard about it long before most people were doing it, I have a tendency to be able to hear about things. They just come to me about 5 years before it becomes a reality. And I, same way with getting just into being in natural health, I was doing it before anybody else was, because like Dr. Rogers says, I was sicker than anybody else before anybody else. That's not because I'm smart and I go out and look for it. It just comes to me for those reasons. And so Joyce, I remember coming, making a news report one day, and I can't remember, maybe in 2015, maybe before then, about Bitcoin coming out and it's a digital currency, and everybody was literally laughing at it, laughing. I wanted to get in it, but couldn't figure out how to do it. Like I say, I'm not tech savvy, but I just wanted to throw $100 at it. Well, back then, if you'd have thrown $100 at it, kind of deal. So, like right now, Bitcoin is very expensive, but you can buy it for like, you can buy $30 at a time. I had just a little bit of Bitcoin sitting in a wallet, and lo and behold, that thing is going way up. I don't own a $47,000 Bitcoin, but I've got about maybe $500 or $600 in Bitcoin, and it's going up. So I'm just, I hope that by our conversation today and people would hear it, I hope that someone gets into this and it changes their lives. And that's really what I see Jay as doing. He already has his wealth built. He doesn't need the $77 a month. He's doing it just to be able to, you know, you have to sustain your technology, whatever it is, your overhead. And but he sees what's coming. He sees the banks robbing the people and people being hungry and, you know, without jobs and without housing. And it's like that starfish story, you know. You throw the starfish back and somebody walks by and says, you know, you're not making a difference, all the starfish here. You say, well, so that one, it made a difference. So I hope that our conversation today will make a difference in some family's life. I won't say that I found it easy to get into because I'm not good with the technology part of it. But I'm in it, and I still struggle.
Marsha, when we talk, why did you get into this?
You really want to know? It's because you called me one day, and you said, Marsha, you got to do this. And I said, I don't want to. I don't know anything about it. It's too hard. And that's why.
Well, it's funny, we're talking. I just got an alert right here while we're talking. This is crazy. The mayor of Miami is talking and he's exploring state legislative priority, paying employees in Bitcoin, investing city treasury in Bitcoin. This is the mayor of Miami talking about this right now. It's a video.
I saw that this morning. I'm sorry I wasn't the first one to send it to you, but I sent it to all the people that are, I kind of communicate with in this deep state type stuff. I sent it to all of them, you know, say, hey, look, pay attention, you know.
What does this mean? What is this? Ladies and gentlemen, here's what this means for you. You have a contracting system. You have a dollar denominated system all over the world, the reserve currency system. This is going away. I hope this isn't a news flash if you've been listening to the show. This is going away. Okay, so what else is coming on the other side, and what does that mean for you? That's what you're going to have to decide. We're about solutions, and this is for me. This is my opinion. I feel that this is a way that you can multiply your dollars and stay ahead of the waves that are coming. That's what I see it as. And there's very few freedoms quite like financial freedom. I mean, even in the most, you know, not all, but even in the most totalitarian situations, you got enough money, you can get out of it.
Correct.
And so you think about your family, your direction, your free. I want you happy. I mean this God, I mean this. I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you successful. And I want you free as God intends you to be. If you're interested in that video that he put out, and then you can join and have other access or whatever. And I know it may be scary. Look, Marcia, trust me. Marcia is not computer illiterate. That'd be a strong word, but she's not fluent in it either. Let's put it that way. If this was Spanish,
Well, I had to call a friend to come over yesterday. There's one coin that I bought into. It's called Qtum, and they were going to give away free coins. Well, I've missed a bunch of free coins because I can't figure out the computer thing. So I hired myself somebody to come over, and here's the instructions. You do it, and I got me some free coins. But that's how I have to pay somebody to help me a little bit. I mean, at my age,
you can afford to pay somebody with all the money you've made from crypto. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not helping me financially if you do that. I'm not making money off you doing this. Well, Jay didn't pay us to come on here and do this. I mean, I don't know how else to say this to you.
This is something else, Daniel, is that I am not a representative to beef up Jay's Patreon. Here's what I'm telling you, the man is independently wealthy. And he is an individual who cares about people. I mean, I can hear it and feel it. Now, sometimes he gets real frustrated with people asking stupid questions that could have been answered by, searching it online. But he comes back and says, I'm not fussing at you. I'm not fussing at you. I'm just saying I don't have enough time to answer these little bitty questions. But for $77 a month, pretty soon he's going to close this off. And I think it's in the next couple of weeks, maybe at least in the month. He's going to close that off, and nobody can get into that again. So the information you get there is, okay, again, at my age, I learned Spanish, I learned about health, several topics of things that I've gone through that I know a lot about. And I was at the end of my rope and didn't really want to, and the Bible, the scriptures, I'm not looking for a career, but I'm always trying to challenge my mind. And this has definitely been a mind challenge. And what's going to happen when people don't understand this early, the challenge is going to be worse when they get out there on the other side of it.
Well, but, not only that, it's coming. It's going to overtake them one way or another. That's what I see. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah. Crypto Jay said that you might as well get in it now or be forced in it later. So you get in it now, you get in at the beginning. You don't want to get into something after it's already run its course.
10 years from now. You watch this year, ladies and gentlemen. And another thing, Jay is not going to do this forever. He's only promised he's going to do this for about a year more.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he will, maybe he won't, whatever. I mean,
he walks you through everything. He walks you through everything.
What's happening right now is the institutions are jumping in it. I mean, and Apple is about to start coming. The other day when Elon Musk, put $150 billion in it, the market went way up. Well, the next couple of days it came back down and it settled down. I think the same thing's going to happen when Apple jumps in. But all the big institutions are jumping in. Then, as I understand it, we'll go through what's referred to as a bear market, and when it comes back, it's going to be all the individual people. So that might be like 5 years from now is when the masses will start coming. And I didn't know anything about .com, but the word is on the street that this is bigger than the .com bubble. This is bigger than the internet. I mean, it's huge.
Jay said last
time. And I'm privileged.
Jay said last time he was on, this is the biggest transfer of money, wealth transfer in the history of the world. The biggest. Let me repeat this. This is the biggest transfer of wealth is about to occur the next 5 to 10 years into cryptocurrency in the history of this world. Digital currency, cryptocurrency, the whole nine yards. Let me say it one more time. The biggest transfer of monetary value / wealth in the history of this world will occur in the next 5 to 10 years, and it will occur into this market, cryptocurrencies, what we're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe it. Well, yeah. And the good thing about him, he walks you through everything. He tells you when to buy. He has a chart. He shows you we're going to buy right here. And then I expect it to go up here and we're going to sell up here. So he basically takes your hand and walks you right through the whole thing.
One of his philosophies
is this: you are worth investing in yourself. So this is, again, like I say, all the years that I was younger, I was rearing my children. I would have liked to have gone to medical school. I mean, that was a blessing that I didn't, but that was what I would have liked to have done back then. But I just couldn't see myself leaving my family and, you know, just not being there to meet their needs. So I waited all this time, and this is my opportunity to invest in myself. I'm so excited.
Gain wealth. And gain big, gain big wealth, not little wealth. It's not making, you know, a pennies here.
Here we go. We're going to break here in a second. You do have Catherine. We do have Catherine. Yes, we do have Catherine.
Yay, okay.
The lady of the hour.
See you, Marcia.
Catherine is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you.
She's one of my very favorites. See ya.
Catherine also fits on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.